तपाईँ एसपिएस नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ। अरू रोचक सामग्रीहरूका लागि sbs.com.au/nepali जानुहोस्।
नमस्ते, एसबीएस नेपाली पडकास्टमा तपाईँलाई स्वागत छ। म दिनिता रिसाल। आज हामी अस्ट्रेलिया र नेपाल दुवै देशलाई छुने एक विषय लिएर आएका छौं। श्रोतावृन्द, नेपालका लागि पूर्व अस्ट्रेलियन राजदूत फेलिसिटी भोकसँगको कुराकानीको यो चौथो भागमा। सन् 2021 24 राजदूत छँदाको उनको अनुभव, अस्ट्रेलिया नेपाल कूटनीतिक सम्बन्ध लगायतका विषयमा तपाईँले कुराकानीको योभन्दा अगाडिका भागहरूमा अवश्य सुन्नुभयो नै होला। आज भने हामी त्यसबाट अलिक फरक विषयमा चर्चा गर्दैछौ। भोक हाल नेपालका हिमाली क्षेत्रमा परोपकारी कामहरू गर्दै आएको एक गैर नाफामूलक संस्था अस्ट्रेलियन हिमालयन फाउण्डेशन एएचएफको बोर्ड अफ डिरेक्टर्स की एक सदस्य हुन् र हिमालयसँग उनको सम्बन्ध पनि नयाँ होइन। सन् 2080 दशकमा नै युनिभर्सिटी अफ क्वीन्सल्याण्डमा अध्ययन गर्दै गर्दा ग्याप इयर लिएर एसियाका विभिन्न देशहरू घुम्ने क्रममा नेपाल पनि पुगेको उनी बताउँछिन्। यिनै विषयमा फेलिसिटी भोकसँग सहकर्मी आभास पराजुलीले केही समय अघि गर्नुभएको कुराकानी अबको प्रस्तुतिमा, र हामी तपाईँलाई जानकारी गराउन चाहन्छौं कि यो कुराकानी अङ्ग्रेजी भाषामा रहेको छ। Welcome to the fourth part of our conversation with Australia's former ambassador to Nepal, Felicity Vok. Vok served as the ambassador in Nepal from 2021 to 2024, about which we chatted in the episodes prior to this, which are available on our website. Moving from diplomacy to her current work, Felicity Vok is now a board member of the Australian Himalayan Foundation, AHF, a not-for-profit organization that has been working since 2001 to improve living standards across the Himalayas. And if you've been following this series, you'll know that Vok's connection with the Himalayas goes back to the 1980s when she took a gap year while studying at the University of Queensland and travelled across Asia as a backpacker. Now let's dive, or rather hike, into this conversation SBS Nepali's Abhas Parazuli had with Felicity Vok a while back.
Cool. We'll leave away the diplomatic part now. We'll move to your new role as the board member for the Australian Himalayan Foundation. Tell us how it came about and what you will be doing in the new role.
Yeah, thanks for asking. So during my tenure here as ambassador, I had the pleasure and the honour of witnessing a lot of important development activity underway throughout the country, activity that was supported by a range of Australian NGOs, and one in particular with whom we had very close cooperation through the embassy was the Australian Himalayan Foundation, in part because that is one of the NGO organisations from Australia that has been, it's received formal accreditation through the Australian NGO Cooperation Program, one of the DSAT-funded programs that works directly with NGOs to support their activities, their programming in a range of countries. And so my very first trip outside of Kathmandu Valley back in 2021 was a trip to Solokumbu region where we'd stopped at the Waku Health Post, which was under construction by AHF and its partners. And I saw how important that activity was. People were having, from that region, were having talk 3 days to access health services. But with the construction of that health post over the course of the year, because I saw it underway and then I saw it at completion when we launched it, it was providing services to over 5,000 people at the time of its launch. And so I had very early familiarity with the great work of AHF, both across its health programming, its education programming, its climate resilience work. And because it is an organisation that is dynamic but also small and nimble and able to respond to emergencies as they arise, because it has that Australian government accreditation, which guarantees the accountability and transparency of where funding goes, and because it had such strong local partners, I felt that it would be a great organisation to work with following my retirement from DFAT, and I was delighted to be invited to be on the board of directors and to be able to continue to contribute to Nepal's development through the organisation.
You have penned a few books, also a couple of books. Can we expect something? And you've also mentioned just in the interview just before that you will be writing more. You'll be spending more time with that career part of yours also. Can we expect something Best in Nepal or featuring Nepali people in the future in your books?
Yeah, I have ideas for a couple of books, one fiction and one non-fiction, which I would like to set in Nepal. At the moment, I'm working on my third novel. It's actually, as I said before, set in Sydney. And so that's the first cab off the rank. But once I finish that and it's getting close to the first draft, I'm really keen to start researching towards Steve Adria's, the books that would be set here in Nepal.
SBS South Asian.
You're listening to SBS Nepali in conversation with Australia's former ambassador to Nepal, Felicity Vog. We'll be back after this short break.
Now turning to more lighter part of the conversation, how do you caffeinate? Is there any particular place you often find yourself in? And what about pubs, bars, restaurants that have taken you by surprise in Nepal, like in terms of the food they present or, you know, the meals they serve? Is there particular, like, how do you spend your off time in Nepal, like going around and finding new quirky things?
Okay, so without wishing to too heavily product place and, you know, identify one cafe or restaurant against the plethora of what's available, because I'm living in Bodimat, near Shechen Monastery, I gravitate towards this location as my village for my caffeination. And there is a beautiful little cafe that was set up by Raj Giawali and his wife, who run social tours to Nepal, very focused on ethical travel. They've set up a coffee shop called Karma Coffee. And I'm often found there enjoying their courtyard, outdoor courtyard, watching monsoon rain and enjoying Nepali chia or a coffee there. Restaurants, one of my favourites is in Bhaktapur, it's Tusa restaurant, which of course Nepali speakers would know means sprout. Its restaurant was set up by three chefs who studied in Australia and two in particular had spent 7 years working in Australia. They wanted to come back and set up a very high-end fine dining restaurant that drew from Nepali ingredients and food practices from around the country. And they've developed what I regard as probably the best restaurant here in Nepal. Beautifully interesting, exotic and exquisite food. And I must mention on the coffee side of things, a franchise and coffee shops set up by Gagan Pradhan, who also studied in Australia. His first coffee shop, I think, may have opened in about 1992, and now there are, I would guess by now, over 100 Himalayan dub. My favourite is the one in Vodanath. It overlooks the stupa. And I'm really happy to sit there on one of the couches at the front of the coffee shop, looking through arched windows and watching pilgrims doing koras around Bodanup Stupa. It's probably the most peaceful thing I get to do here.
On that note, what places have you discovered beyond Kathmandu Valley, Mount Everest, Pokhara or the Annapurna Trek, and the ones that have been a revelation to you?
I agree. I think you're right. I think Nepal has a very singular brand and it's very much the Mount Everest brand. And I really wish that Nepal was able to market itself differently to international tourists to help them to look beyond mountains. I think people come here to have the mountain experience and they go away having had the people experience, and that's what brings them back. But where I have a particular, what I particularly relish about coming back to Nepal is the experiences around the arts and, you know, this incredible wealth of artisans who trace back eight generations or more, you know, often thousands of years of practice around sculpture, working in metal, working in wood, working in pottery, the Tanka paintings, the Palba paintings, all of those fine arts. And these are all practices that have been reinterpreted in contemporary ways as well. And the richness of that and the pleasure of looking at the local arts, I think, is one of the joys of being here. And certainly it's something that the Australian Himalayan Foundation has picked up through its Himalayan Art Award, each year celebrating a particular artist and giving them an opportunity to both exhibit and also to bring their work to Australia. So the arts is an important element of my joy in Nepal. Likewise, the therapeutic practices and wellness, I think that you could establish some fantastic tours through Nepal that introduce people to Ayurveda and Tibetan medicine and looking at the cultures through the prism of wellness and spiritual pilgrimage tourism as well.
Cool. And additionally, I wanted to ask is, what is the primary misconception that most everyday Australians have about Nepal and its people? And what is the weirdest question or comment that you've ever heard?
Now, Vogue's answer to that question will obviously come to you in the fifth episode only on SBS Nepali. To be notified when the new episode drops, download the SBS audio app and follow SBS Nepali. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platforms like Apple Podcasts and Spotify. That was Australia's former ambassador to Nepal, Felicity Vogue, speaking with Abhas Parazuli on SBS Nepali. And we would like to inform you that the opinions expressed in the segment are those of the talent themselves. And with the annual May 29 Himalaya Day coming closer, the Australian Himalayan Foundation, AHF, is organising annual Himalaya Day events in Sydney, Melbourne, Canberra, Brisbane and Hobart. It is celebrated to commemorate the first ascent of Mount Everest on May 29, 1953 by Sir Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay Sherpa. Keep an eye out on our weekly community events podcast for more details. Bookmark our website, sbs.com.au/Nepali. र श्रोतावृन्द, नेपालबारे कसैले फेलिसिटी भोकलाई भनेको वा सोधेको सबैभन्दा अनौठो कुरा के हो त? उनको जवाफ लिएर हामी अवश्य आउनेछौँ कुराकानीको पाँचौं भागमा। प्रकाशित हुने बित्तिकै नोटिफिकेशन पाउनका लागि अनलाइनमा एसबीएस नेपाली पडकास्ट भनेर सर्च गर्नुहोस् र तपाईँले पडकास्ट सुन्न रुचाउने प्लेटफर्म एप्पल पडकास्ट, स्पोटिफाईमा हामीलाई फलो गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ वा एसबीएस अडियो एपलाई आजै निशुल्क डाउनलोड गर्नुहोला। र श्रोतावृन्द, एसबीएस नेपालीमा तपाईँ सुन्दै हुनुहुन्थ्यो सन् 2021-24 नेपालका लागि अस्ट्रेलियन राजदूतको भूमिका निभाएकी फेलिसिटी भोकसँग केही समय अघि सहकर्मी आभास पराजुलीले गर्नुभएको कुराकानीको यो चौथो भाग। यो सँगै हामी तपाईँलाई जानकारी गराउन चाहन्छौ कि यस कुराकानीमा व्यक्त गरिएका विचारहरू वक्ता स्वयंका हुन् र यी विचारहरूप्रति एसबीएसको समर्थन वा विरोध छैन। र त्यस्तै गरी आउँदै गरेको मे 29 पर्ने हिमालय डेको अवसरमा अस्ट्रेलियन हिमालयन फाउण्डेशन एएचएफले सिडनी, मेलबर्न, क्यानब्रा, ब्रिस्बेन र होबार्टमा फरक फरक मितिमा कार्यक्रमहरू आयोजना गर्दैछ। सन् 2053 मे 29 सर एडमन्ड हिलरी र तेन्जिङ नोर्गे शेर्पाले पहिलो पटक सगरमाथाको सफल आरोहण गरेको स्मरणमा प्रत्येक वर्ष यो दिन मनाउने गरिन्छ। थप जानकारीका लागि हाम्रो साप्ताहिक कम्युनिटी इभेन्ट्स पडकास्ट सुन्न नछुटाउनुहोला। सोशल मीडियामा हामी फेसबुक, एक्स र इन्स्टाग्राममा एसबीएस नेपालीको नाममा उपलब्ध रहेका छौं भने युट्यूबमा हामी अन्य दक्षिण एसियाली भाषाहरूका साथ @SBS साउथ एसियनमा रहेका छौं। थप जानकारीका लागि हाम्रो वेबसाइटको ठेगाना हो sbs.com.au/nepali।
SBS साउथ एसियन
अनलाइन र सोशलमा थप सामग्रीहरू पाउनुहोस्। sbs.com.au/nepalima जानुहोस् वा फेसबुकमा SBS नेपालीलाई फलो गर्नुहोस्।
यो जस्तै अन्य प्रस्तुति सुन्न चाहनुहुन्छ? एप्पल पोडकास्ट, गुगल पोडकास्ट, स्पोटिफाईमा हामीलाई खोज्नुहोस् वा तपाईँले पोडकास्ट सुन्ने अन्य सेवामा।